USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Police have released a surveillance picture of the RV believed to be linked to this morning's explosion that tore through part of the downtown area of Nashville, Tennessee. A vehicle exploded in front of the AT&T transmission building on 2nd Avenue at around 6:30 a.m. FBI Assistant Special Agent in Charge, Matt Foster.
The FBI stands with the city of Nashville today in this very tragic Christmas Day event. This is our city, too. We live here, we work here, and we're putting everything we have into finding who was responsible for what's happened here today.
Flights out of Nashville were halted due to telecom issues, and cell service in the region was disrupted. The FBI and ATF are leading the investigation. Authorities say it appears to be an intentional act. This is USA Radio News.
67% of U.S. households own a pet, according to the American Pet Products Association, and while caring for one has always required time, love, and financial commitment, the pandemic has brought added stress and financial uncertainty, which could impact how you care for yours. Fortunately, there are things you can do to help be prepared for both routine care and unexpected illness or injury. For starters, financing options such as the Care Credit Health and Pet Care Credit Card. It allows cardholders to pay vet expenses over time with monthly installment payments, and it's accepted at 8 out of 10 eligible veterinary care providers across the country. You can also consider getting pet insurance. Pets Best, for example, can help cover unexpected expenses like cancer, surgeries, accidents, and more. In addition, they offer optional wellness coverage for ongoing expenses like vaccinations and medications. You create a personalized insurance plan, pay a monthly premium, and get reimbursed. Finally, there are wellness plans that many vets offer that cover certain types of care for a monthly fee. So be sure to ask yours about what they are and how they can fit within your budget. Being prepared for a lifetime of care can make all the difference.
Columbus, Ohio Police Chief Thomas Quinlan says the city should fire Officer Adam Coy for shooting 47-year-old Andre Hill this week.
The family of Andre Hill has nothing to celebrate this holiday. Someone very important won't be with them this holiday or any other. A Columbus police officer is responsible for that, and that breaks my heart.
The chief on Thursday announced his recommendation that the city should fire Officer Coy for, quote, unreasonable use of deadly force and failure to render aid. Hill was gunned down at a home where he was a house guest. This is the second shooting of a black man by police in Ohio's capital in 3 weeks. Former Democratic presidential candidate Andrew Yang could be running for mayor of New York City. The tech entrepreneur has filed the paperwork to run in the primary election this coming June. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio's second term ends in 2021. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
As the fate of the stimulus package remains in doubt this Christmas Day, USA Radio's Tim Berg looks at the possible repercussions.
President Trump's surprise opposition to emergency coronavirus aid and annual government funding passed by Congress has left Americans and global financial markets wondering whether Washington will iron out its differences or descend into chaos in the coming days. The president has not yet said if he would veto the COVID relief bill, along with the bill that is set to fund the government through next September. The bills did pass with bipartisan support, but one Republican who did vote no for the package was Republican Congressman from Colorado, Ken Buck.
In this COVID relief package, we are giving money to Pakistan. We're giving money all over the world, really, and not focusing on those who need it the most here at home.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A Pakistani man charged in the kidnapping and murder plot of Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl in 2002 has been ordered to be released by a provincial court in Pakistan. Ahmad Omar Saeed Sheikh was acquitted earlier this year. Pearl's family has been appealing that ruling. The U.S. State Department calls it deeply concerning. Pearl was investigating the link between Pakistani militants and the shoe bomber Richard Reed when he was beheaded. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.